Top Pub Team General Knowledge Quiz is brought to you by Rafoe Hardware and Grain Company. We have all the answers to your home, building or farm needs. Welcome to Top Pub Team, a general knowledge quiz contested between 16 pubs and hotels here in the Northwest. Asking the questions, Billy Patterson.
Good evening, everybody, and welcome to the third quarterfinal of Top Pub Team 2014. As usual, there are six rounds of team questions, two rounds of individual questions, a total of eight rounds, eight questions per round, 64 questions in all. The scorekeeper, timekeeper is Donald Kavanagh, and here he is with the rules of the contest.
Thank you, Billy. 2 points for a correct answer to a team question. If the team gets it wrong, it'll be passed to the other team, which will get 1 point if the question is answered correctly. We can only accept the first answer given through the team captain. The individual questions will not be passed over. 10 seconds is allowed to each team to consider each answer. In the event of a tie at the end of the contest, the two captains will play against one another in a sudden-death playoff to determine a winner.
Thanks, Donald. Well, in the third of our quarterfinals tonight, on Green on Hotel, Burt takes on Browns on the Green, Letterkenny Golf Club. Playing for Browns on the Green are Hugh McClafferty, captain, Michael O'Malley, Michael Boucher-Hayes and Kevin McDonough. Playing for on Green on Hotel are John Gillespie, captain, Pat Fanning, Hubert McDade and Michael Maguire. Well, we tossed a coin earlier and Browns on the Green won the toss and elected to go first. So, gentlemen, best of luck to both teams. And here we go with the first question for Browns on the Green. Team question. What's the fourth letter of the Greek alphabet?
Delta.
Delta, correct for 2 points. On Green on Hotel. In which country was the Battle of Arnhem fought? The Battle of Arnhem.
Holland.
Holland is correct for 2 points. Browns on the Green. What is an Appaloosa? An Appaloosa.
A horse.
It is a horse for 2 points. On Green and Hotel. Which bridge links Anglesey to the mainland? Anglesey to the mainland.
The Menai Bridge.
Menai Bridge is correct for 2 points. Browns on the Green. Incomplete burning of oil, gas or coal can emit a fatal gas. What gas?
Carbon monoxide.
Correct for 2 points. On Green and Hotel. The letter W is the chemical symbol for what? W.
Tungsten.
Tungsten is correct for 2 points. Or wolfram. Browns on the Green. What nationality was the composer Sibelius?
Finnish.
Finnish he was for 2 points. And on Green on Hotel, the last question of the first round. What trade did a Webster follow? A Webster.
He was a weaver.
He was a weaver for 2 points. Donald.
Well, Billy, as befits a quarter final, two very good teams and two perfect scores. 8 to Browns on the Green, 8 to Twan Greenan Hotel.
Excellent. Here we go with round two, Browns on the Green. First team question. Which dessert was named after a ballet dancer?
Pavlova.
Correct for 2 points. On Greenan Hotel. What name describes the loose rocks on a mountainside? Loose rocks.
Scree.
Scree is also correct for 2 points. Browns on the Green. What is the Israeli parliament called?
Knesset.
Knesset is correct for 2 points. On Green on Hotel. What do Argentinians call the Falkland Islands?
Malvinas.
Las Malvinas, correct for 2 points. Browns on the Green. What river flows over the Victoria Falls?
Mm-hmm. Zambezi.
Zambezi is correct for 2 points. On Grain and Hotel, in the title of a Bizet opera, what were the fishermen fishing for?
Pearls.
Pearls is correct for 2 points, the pearl fishers. Browns on the Green, in the movie, what breed of a dog was Beethoven? In the movie.
St. Bernard.
He was a St. Bernard for 2 points. Last question, second round on Grain and Hotel. What animal was Clint Eastwood's co-star in Every Which Way But Loose?
An orangutan.
An orangutan is correct for 2 points. Well, it seems sounds fairly even to me. Donal?
Couldn't be more even, Billy. 8 to Browns on the Green, 8 to On Grain and Hotel. Again, perfect scores all round, 16 all.
Right, Browns on the Green, round 3. Which city in India has an airport called Dum Dum? Dum Dum. D-U-M-D-U-M.
Calcutta?
Calcutta is absolutely correct. It's now called Kolkata, by the way, in case you didn't know that. On Grain and Hotel. Charles Blondin crossed what? On a tightrope in 1859.
Niagara Falls.
He did indeed for 2 points. Browns on the Green. Halifax is the capital of which Canadian province?
Nova Scotia.
Correct for 2 points. On Grain and Hotel, who were the first monarchs to sit on the peacock throne? The first monarchs to sit on the peacock throne.
Shah of Iran.
Pass it over for 1 point. Need a quick answer, fellows? You've had plenty of chances to think.
Nothing.
No answer? All right, I'll tell you what it was. It was the Mughal emperors of India up to 1739, when it was captured by a Persian king and disappeared, but was often associated with the Shah of Iran, I agree. But the first people who sat on the peacock throne were the Mughals of India. Now, Browns on the Green. Who was the first woman to fly the Atlantic solo?
Amelia Earhart.
Amelia Earhart was for 2 points. On Grain and Hotel, who declared open the 1936 Olympiad?
Adolf Hitler.
He did, for 2 points. Browns on the Green. How is a cappella music performed? A cappella.
Voice only.
No accompaniment, that's right. 2 points. On Grain and Hotel, what is the smallest state in Australia? The smallest state in Australia.
Tasmania?
Tasmania is correct for 2 points. Well, that's the end of 3 rounds of the game, and now we go on to an individual round, but before that, Donald, the scores.
The scores, Billy, in that round, Browns on the Green once again scored 8 points, On Grain and Hotel scored 6 points. Total scores, Browns on the Green 24, On Grain and Hotel 22.
Very close, lads. Lots of time to play. Now, I'm going to ask Browns on the Green their 4 individual questions first. No hinting, please, and no passing over. I will start with Hugh. Which singer lived in Graceland?
Elvis Presley.
2 points. Michael O. Who was Clyde Barrow's partner in crime?
Bonnie.
Bonnie. I need a second name.
Donald.
No? No. Bonnie Parker. Okay. So no points there. Michael, what is a widgeon a wild variety of?
A pigeon.
It is not. It's a duck. It's a duck, Michael. And Kevin, which famous plane did R.J. Mitchell design in 1936? R.J. Mitchell.
The Spitfire.
It was the Spitfire. 2 points to you. Now we go over to On Grain and Hotel. We start off with John. Who wrote Finnegan's Wake? Finnegan's Wake.
Oscar Wilde?
It was James Joyce who wrote Finnegan's Wake. Pat, what's the name of the Ewings Ranch?
South Forks.
South Fork is correct for 2 points. Hubert, who played Jake LaMotta in the 1980 film Raging Bull?
Robert De Niro.
Robert De Niro did, for 2 points. And Michael, what is London Central Criminal Court normally called? The Central Criminal Court is known as... No idea? The Old Bailey. The Old Bailey. It's as simple as that. Well, that's the end of the first round of the quiz. And Donald.
First individual round, Billy. Each team in that occasion scored 4 points. And the total scores at present, Browns on the Green are on 28. And on Green and Hotel are on 26.
Right. Well, I just want to remind you before we carry on with part two of the quiz that our main sponsor for the quiz is Rafoe Hardware and Grain Company, the people with the answers to all your farm, home and building questions. We may have the answers, but they have the answers as well. Now, here we go with point two. Another individual round, starting with 4 questions for Browns on the Green. Hugh, what is the zodiac sign of Pisces?
Fish.
Fish is correct for 2 points. Michael O. Americans play checkers. What do we call it?
Draft.
Draft is correct for 2 points. Michael, which boxer said, "Know what I mean, Harry?"
Pardon, could you repeat that?
You know what I mean, Harry. He was famous for that expression. He was a boxer.
Oh, Henry Cooper.
It wasn't. It was Frank Bruno. Frank Bruno. And Kevin, in which sport is the Davis Cup played for?
Lawn tennis.
Correct for 2 points. Now we go over to On Grain On Hotel, starting with John. John, which king was said to be unready?
Ethelred.
Ethelred is correct for 2 points. Pat, which US president was assassinated in a Washington theatre?
Abraham Lincoln.
He was. 2 points. Hubert, what kind of car racing features just 2 cars on the track at the same time?
Drag racing.
Drag racing is correct for 2 points. And Michael, in the hit song by Paul McCartney and Stevie Wonder, what went with ebony?
Ivory.
Ivory is correct for 2 points. Gentlemen, that's the end of the individual rounds. In a moment, we'll go back to the team question, but first, the scores.
The scores, Billy, in that round, Browns on the Green scored 6 points, On Grid and Hotel scored 8 points, and we're now all square again. Each team has 34.
Splendid. Here we go with 3 rounds to go of team questions. Browns on the Green. Where would you find a Vox Humana and a Vox Angelica together? Vox Humana and Vox Angelica. Where would you find them?
In a choir.
Throw it over for 1 point.
An organ.
On an organ is the correct answer. 1 point there for On Grain and Hotel. Your own question. An eagle and a snake on Grain and Hotel appear on which country's national flag? An eagle and a snake.
Guatemala.
Throw it over for 1 point.
Mexico.
Mexico is correct for a bonus point. Now, Browns on the Green. How many paces in a Roman mile? How many paces in a Roman mile? Answer, please.
1,000.
1,000 is absolutely correct for 2 points. On Grain and Hotel, your question. How long is a full-sized billiard table to the nearest foot?
12 feet.
12 feet is absolutely correct. Actually, it's 11 feet, 8.5 inches. Browns on the Green. What is the name of the poet whose wife created Frankenstein?
Shelley.
Percy Bysshe Shelley. It was indeed, for 2 points. On Green and Hotel, according to Shakespeare, how many ages of man are there in As You Like It?
Seven.
Seven is correct for 2 points. Browns on the Green. In which town was Leonardo da Vinci born? Leonardo da Vinci.
Florence.
Throw it over for 1 point.
Vinci.
Vinci. It was Leonardo from Vinci. That's a bonus point on Green and Hotel. And your own question. Which musical featured the oldest established permanent floating crap game in New York?
Guys and Dolls.
It did indeed for 2 points. So that's the end of that round. And 2 rounds to go. So a lot to play for yet. Donal.
In that round, Billy Browns on the Green scored 5 and on Green and Hotel scored 8. That brings us to a cumulative score of Browns on the Green 39, on Green and Hotel 42.
Right, lots of questions to go, gentlemen. Here we go, Browns on the Green. Scientists were working on the Manhattan Project in 1942. What was that?
The atomic bomb project.
It was creating the atomic bomb. That's correct for 2 points. On Green and Hotel, Matthew Hopkins was known as what in the mid-1600s? I need his title. Matthew Hopkins was known as what in the mid-1600s? Answer, please. No?
Scarlet Pimpernel.
I'll throw it over to the other side for a bonus if they get it. Gentlemen. Need an answer fairly quickly, thank you.
Reformer?
No. He was the Witch Finder General. That's who he was, Matthew Hopkins. Now, Browns on the Green. What form does a Kelpie take? K-E-L-P-I-E.
Seal?
Throw it over for a bonus point to the other side if they get it.
Horse?
Horse is correct for a bonus point. Sometimes a human, but mostly a horse. Right, your own question on Green and Hotel. The names of 2 articles of clothing originated in the Crimean War. I need both, please. 2 articles of clothing.
A raglan coat and a balaclava.
I'll throw it over to the other side.
Balaclava and a cardigan.
Exactly. Balaclava and cardigan is the correct answer for bonus. Now, your own question, Browns on the Green. Who was supposedly the first to reach the North Pole? Supposedly.
Amundsen.
Throw it over for a bonus point on Green and Hotel.
Peary.
Peary. U.S. Admiral Robert E. Peary or Frederick Cook, I would have accepted either. Both were disallowed, really. And the very first man was a guy called Ralph Plaisted on a Ski-Doo in April 1968. He was verified. The others weren't. Right. That was just a point of information. On Green and Hotel, which collaborators wrote the words and music for South Pacific?
Rodgers and Hammerstein.
They did. For 2 points. Browns on the Green. What was the name of the dog that found the missing Jules Rimet World Cup in 1966?
Pickles.
Pickles is correct for 2 points. On Green on Hotel, last question of the round. What was the name of Dennis the Menace's dog?
Nasher.
Nasher. Nasher is correct for 2 points. Well, there's 1 round to go, and it's a fairly close game, as far as I can see. Now, Don.
Yep, in that round, Billy, once again, Browns on the Green scored 5 and on Green and Hotel scored 6. The score is now Browns on the Green 44, on Green and Hotel 48.
Only 2 answers in it. Here we go. 8 questions to go. Browns on the Green. What was the tennis player Ivan Cawley's maiden name?
Gulligan.
It was, for 2 points. On Greenon Hotel, how many squares on a Rubik cube never change their positions? How many squares in a Rubik cube never change their positions? Answer, please.
4.
Throw it over to the other side for bonus if they get it.
6.
6 is correct. It's the centre tile of each square, of each face. Excuse me. Now, Brown's on the green, you're on question. Liverpool's John Lennon Airport was formerly known as what?
Speak.
Speak Airport is correct for 2 points. On Greenon Hotel, who preceded Richard Nixon as president? Who preceded Richard Nixon as president?
Lyndon Johnson.
Lyndon Johnson did for 2 points. Brown's on the green. In Scotland, what is the third alternative to the verdicts guilty and not guilty?
Not proven.
Exactly right. Not proven.
Proven, well.
Points. Same thing, only different. On Greenon Hotel, in Moby Dick, what is the name of Captain Ahab's ship?
The Pequod.
The Pequod is correct. For 2 points. Brown's on the green. Who sculpted the Thinker?
Rodin.
Rodin did indeed. 2 points. And the final question to on Greenland Hotel. The US state of Virginia is named after whom? Virginia.
Queen Elizabeth I.
Queen Elizabeth I is the correct answer, and that, gentlemen, is the end of the quiz. Now, Donal will have, I'm sure, some totals for us in just a moment.
I do, Billy. Browns on the green in that round scored 9. They finish on 53. On Greenon Hotel in that round scored 6, and they finish on 54 and win by 1 point.
53-54. Well done, boys. Well, very well done to both teams. Great game. Very, very close. Only one can progress to the semi-finals, and tonight that team is on Greenon Hotel by 1 point. Congratulations to you. If I could just mention, there's a quiz in Arena 7 on Thursday night, the next, the 20th of November, in aid of the Alzheimer's Society of Ireland, the Donegal branch, that is. So if anybody's interested in going to that, Thursday night in the Arena 7. So tune in again at the same time next week for the last of the quarterfinal games when Dixie's Bar Strabane takes on the Lighthouse Tavern in Fannad. So from the teams representing on Greenon Hotel, Browns on the Green in Letterkenny Golf Club, with thanks to Canis Wilson and Tommy Rosny for engineering, from Donal Kavanagh and myself, Billy Patterson, good evening.
Top Pub Team General Knowledge Quiz was brought to you by Rafoe Hardware and Grain Company. The people with the answers to your home, farming, or building questions.